Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author Steve Snyder, and Steve is the author of Shot Down. Soon after his retirement, Steve began his quest to learn about the World War II experiences of his father, pilot Howard Snyder, and his crew of the B-17 Susan Ruth, named after his older sister. It became his passion, and after 4.5 years of dedicated research resulted in this book. One result of his new career as a World War II historian is he's a member of numerous World War II associations and is the vice president of the 306 Bomb Group Historical Association. In 1994, he traveled to Belgium for the 50th anniversary of the liberation of Belgium with his parents, and then again in 2004 for the 60th. His attendance at the 70th anniversary celebrations in 2014 marked the official European launch of Shot Down. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Well, let's start with a big question. Tell us about your book, please.
Well, it's set within the framework of World War II, and it recounts the experience of each member of a 10-man B-17 bomber crew after their plane, piloted by my father, was shot down over the French-Belgium border by German fighters. The first half of the book pretty much builds up to the day the plane was shot down, and the second half goes into detail about what happened to each member of the crew and about all the Belgium people that risked their lives to help them.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically?
Well, I definitely wanted it to appeal to World War II buffs and historians, but I didn't want it to be just another war book for guys. I also wanted it to appeal to the general public as well, to people who really knew little or cared little about the war. I wanted it to also be a personal story about the people and the human spirit that could appeal to other readers as well. And readers have told me that it has the details, information of a history book, but it reads like a novel.
Now, could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you could say runs throughout the book?
It's about the sacrifice of young men during World War II who really gave all to preserve freedom. It's something that gets lost, I think, in the history books, and it's something that we need to remember. There is no other event in history that affected more people than World War II, changed the course of history forever, and it's necessary that we should never forget their sacrifice, and I feel it's our duty to remember.
Now, if you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
Probably two, actually. The first would be Unbroken, because it's about hardship, courage, and the human spirit, and the other would be Band of Brothers, because it's about camaraderie and sacrifice.
So tell us about your father.
Well, my dad was a special guy. He was a devout Christian and really dedicated to his family, a very hard worker, driven to succeed. He was very firm in his beliefs and had a strong personality. My sisters and I often compared him to John Wayne or James Arness from the TV show Gunsmoke. Like most veterans, though, he didn't really talk too much about his World War II experiences until 1989, when a memorial was built to my father and his crew in Mackenwas, Belgium. And he and the remaining members that were still alive went over for the dedication, and he was reunited with members of the underground who hid him and saw places where he was hidden, and that brought it all back. And from that point on, he started talking about it more.
Now, the name of the plane in this book was Susan Ruth. Explain the name of the aircraft.
Well, Susan Ruth is my oldest sister. She was 1 year old at the time that he went overseas. And my father was the first pilot of the crew. There's a 10-man crew. Being the first pilot, he was the commander of the plane and the crew. And as such, he had the final say on what the plane was named. So he named it after his daughter. My mother's name was Ruth, so that tied in too. And of the 10-man crew, there were only 3 members who were married, and my dad was the only one who had a child.
And what did you learn from doing the research about the United States Army Air Corps in 42 and 43?
Well, I did a ton of research, downloading declassified military documents, reading book after book about the air war in Europe. So I gained a tremendous amount of knowledge about the Army Air Corps, but also about the 8th Air Force and the 306 Bomb Group specifically. I was always kind of a historian about World War II, but this really gave me a real grasp of all the details of what went on, both why they were at base, on combat missions and also after they were shot down.
How was the plane shot down?
Well, they were on a bombing run to Frankfurt, Germany, and they dropped their bombs successfully, but the bomb bay doors were hit by flak, anti-aircraft fire, and they couldn't get the doors back up. And as a result, they lost airspeed because of the drag on the plane, and they could not keep up with the formation heading back to England. They fell behind, and they were singled out by two German fighter planes, Focke-Wulf 190s, who came in on them and attacked them. And in the ensuing air battle, the Susan Ruth was shot down, but actually both those other two German fighter planes were shot down as well.
How many crew members survived?
Well, of the 10-man crew, two died in the plane, and the other eight bailed out. Five made it back after the war, and five of them did not. Of the eight men that bailed out, some went to prison camps. They were captured. My dad and another man evaded capture and were eventually liberated, but they were not together. And then three of the other men that bailed out, they were captured and were murdered by the Nazis.
Now, who is Hans Berger, and how did his information help in writing this book?
Well, he was one of the pilots, the two Focke-Wulf pilots that attacked my dad's plane. One pilot, Siegfried Merrick, his plane crashed and he died in the plane, but Hans Berger, he was able to bail out and he made it through the war. While I was doing my research, my wife suggested I try to find the pilot of the plane that shot down my dad's bomber, which I thought was a crazy idea, but I gave it an effort and lo and behold, I found Hans Berger. Fortunately for me, he was a translator after the war, so speaks perfect English, and I communicated with him over the internet and by telephone. And he gave me some wonderful insights about what it was like to go up against the 8th Air Force during World War II. He's 92 years old now, lives in Munich, Germany, and he's a great guy.
So what would you say has been your most rewarding experience since publishing this book?
One of the most rewarding was locating and developing friendships with relatives of the Susan Ruth crew members. We have a special bond that unites us. It's also very gratifying that readers become really interested in learning more about their vet, whether it be a father, an uncle, or grandfather. It kind of makes them curious about their relative who fought in the war. Most people know very little about their relative. And I do a lot of public speaking, and it's also really rewarding to meet a lot of people and hear their stories about the war. And I've just gotten an overwhelming positive response from readers. It's really very humbling to receive their comments and reviews, whether it be on Amazon or Goodreads. I receive emails, personal letters, even telephone calls. And it's really nice to know that Shot Down is resonating with its readers and that they really realize and value the message that it's meant to convey.
How would you describe your writing style?
Pretty much similar to the way I talk. I wasn't a writer by profession, so I don't speak or write in any flowery prose. My writing is pretty direct and to the point, and as a result, readers find the book pretty easy to read. It's a pretty quick read. One thing I didn't want to do is embellish the story in any way by adding personal interpretation or my feelings to it. I thought the story was so compelling by itself that it could stand on its own.
Now, most authors have a specific reason for writing a specific book. What was your reason for writing this book?
Well, after I retired, I had the time to really delve into my dad's war history in further detail, and it was never my intention to write a book. I just wanted to find more information about it and kind of organize everything. But after years of research, reading book after book, going on the internet, attending veteran reunions, hearing their stories, I came to the realization that this story is so unique and so compelling that it just had to be told and people needed to read about it. So that's why I wrote a book.
If you had to choose, what part of this book would you say you personally like best?
I really couldn't pick just one part in the book. Probably, though, if I was pinned, I'd have to point to the brave Belgian people that risked their lives to shelter and help my dad evade capture. Those people were unbelievably brave. They were risking their lives and those of their family. And several of his helpers were sent to prison camps, and some of them even died. So that is really a personal story and a human interest that really got to me.
Other than selling the work, of course, is there anything else you hope to accomplish with it?
Well, my goal is to have it be a nationally known book. It's basically all I do these days is just try to promote it, try to get exposure. I don't intend at this point to write another book. I guess, like any author, it'd be nice if it was made into a movie, but that's down the road. I didn't do any of this for any monetary reasons. I just wanted the story to be told. If it could be made into a movie, though, my youngest son's an actor, so that would really be a dream come true if he could be in the movie.
In your opinion, who should buy your book?
Well, certainly anyone that is interested in World War II history, especially the air war in Europe. And also people in age group of 45 on up who knew a vet and a member of their family. Most people, as I mentioned earlier, know very little about the war experiences of their vet. And I'm often told that by reading the book, they find out what it was like for their veteran, whether it was on the base, life in England during the war, what it was like on combat missions. So they get a real feel for what their loved one went through.
Well, time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can readers find you and your book?
Well, the book's available on Amazon, also at Barnes & Noble stores. Really, any independent bookstore can order the book. Also, it's available in most of the major air and war museum gift shops in the United States. It's even in the Smithsonian Air and War Museum in Washington, D.C.
Could you spell your name for us, please?
At Steve Snyder. S-N-Y-D-E-R. My website is stevesnyderauthor.com. I'm also on social media, on Twitter. That's ShotdownB17 is my handle. On Facebook, Steve Snyder, author of Shotdown.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Steve Snyder, and he's the author of Shotdown. Steve, thanks very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Please share this interview with your family and your friends so that they too may have the opportunity to discover our guest and his work. And why not spread the word on social media? We look forward to you joining us next time for another great book and another great author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-55-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com, theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.